Lightning Bets coming up in a few minutes. Joe O, Sammy P. A lot of fun today with all the guests that we've had. Jeff Schwartz, Paul Charchian, Kevin Pillar hanging out. Make sure you're subscribed to the Bet Sweats podcast. Also check us out on the Odyssey app. Never miss a segment, never miss an episode. All that stuff stays up there for at least 24 hours. Get busy at work. You can always go back to the show if you end up missing a segment. Been fun, man, talking Heisman, talking Chiefs. They're the team that we preview today. And doing this has helped us land on some bets that we end up talking about during this segment, Sammy.
Once we got your video and my audio to work, flawless. I will also make a quick notation with all of our guests. So Jeff Schwartz wants to Oklahoma drill me in the hallway.
Yeah.
Church called me a reach around artist. And then Kevin Pillar told me I look like somebody that needs sunscreen.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us would fit that. So if I was the one that told that story, he would have said the same thing to me. And I've been in that situation many times. So it's funny you were talking about. That's happened to me years ago. It happened once. It was like early season. I forgot who Notre Dame was playing. And I didn't have a hat. I didn't put sunscreen on either. And I didn't think much of it. It's like 75 degrees. But in the sun, 4 or 5 hours, man, I had like boils on my forehead. It was so bad because I had super sensitive skin. And I think that's what you were getting at as well.
Whoa, unnecessary there, Gertz, to show that.
What
picture.
Is that?
Great picture. That's the picture of, that's right. You weren't here. That's me after a 5-hour tailgate in Champaign, 2010.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I knew I shouldn't have sent that to Gertz because now he's got forever. Ammo for any time.
It's in the
file. No doubt. To be fair, though, I do love when he pops up the George Hook picture. That one's, you never know when it's coming. And then if you're watching on video, pow, you get George with the hook. It's outstanding.
Jeff Schwartz, big fan. Did not know he was a big fan.
So that was one of those games, and I'll never forget it because Bama was on the ropes. Bama was a 20-point favorite, 19-point favorite to Texas, and my buddy Trey said, come to a game, and I picked Bama. It was week 2. This is a couple years ago, and I had to work Friday night. I had to do Red Sox pre and post, so I couldn't go Friday. I ended up flying in Saturday and then flying back Sunday, which I do more than I'd like to admit. One day. And I got on the plane Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, flew to Austin, landed at 9:30 or whatever, and then the game was at 11. I got off the plane, no book bag, literally wearing what I was wearing that day, and then I went to the game. Did not have sunscreen and didn't think it was a big deal. I was burnt for a week. It was embarrassing how bad it was. And you wouldn't think I'll be in the sun for 4 hours in Texas at 100 degrees. Not a big deal. Big mistake. No hat. I had sunglasses on, but then I had the sunglass lines for a week on television.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Brutal.
I get that. I've had that from the baseball field with sunglasses. And then you look like, oh, crap. You see the line on the side, too? Like, oh, man. It's a rough look. Okay, if you're going to one SEC, it doesn't have to be the matchup. Give me one location. If you're going to an SEC game, what's the location? First thing that comes to mind that you got to do?
Night game, Death Valley.
I was thinking the same. Yep. Oh, always heard great things. I don't think you can go wrong. Like if we go to Tennessee, Tuscaloosa, even between the hedges, I don't think you can go wrong with the top half of that conference.
The problem is, if you and I were to go to a game, say we went to LSU, Florida this year, week 3. Florida's at LSU. Saturday night, they're going to be barbecuing Gator outside the stadium. The problem is that we have to go to this game and have a blast, and then you have to get up at 6 in the morning Sunday?
No, I don't. I haven't
gotten the full green light on Sunday. So maybe if we just act like we don't know anything, we don't have to show up.
we don't know anything because I don't know anything.
Okay.
And it sounds like you don't know anything.
I was told it's coming back, but I don't
more
know
than me.
If it is. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Maybe we should shut up and it won't happen.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. Dump the last minute or so, Jake, please.
Rewind.
Something else we failed to get to, probably by design, is is the wedding. That's apparently going to happen. Anyways, Dave Mason did not waste any time. There are some props that I would have never even thought of. Already posted. Good job out there. Gets people talking. We haven't seen it since the Super Bowl. It has made its appearance. It's back. Will Donna Kelce show cleavage at the wedding? There's a yes-no prize.
Probably.
Yeah.
What's the yes?
Well, yes is plus 250. It's a dog.
Oh, yes all day. Yes all day.
Right? Yeah.
But I'm betting with my heart there, not with my head.
Will it be a shotgun wedding? No's a heavy favorite. How do you determine shotgun?
So.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're going to drag this out.
And then the first prop I saw that Mason put up offshore was what will happen first. Taylor Swift announces the baby. That was minus 175. Uh-huh. Kelce retires, plus 135. That was the first market that I saw yesterday.
I say retires.
Do you take the dog?
Yeah. Is she in a rush? I don't think so.
I don't see why she would be. It feels to me, and again, I have no knowledge of this, it feels to me like he plays one more season. After the playoffs, they go to business, and then the baby comes out 9 months later, August or September.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to sing first at the wedding? Oh, Jason Kelce's the favorite. Taylor Swift is going to have him sing first at her wedding before herself?
Who would it be? Who are the other options? Is there a market on this?
Yeah, there is. There is.
Who else?
Travis Kelce is the second favorite. Taylor Swift is the third favorite. Then we get into the likes of Selena Gomez. Oh, wow. Stevie Nicks, Shania Twain, really? Are there connections there? Britney Bitch at 20-1? Olivia Rodrigo. Know. If they're friends, that might be one to go with.
I
don't
I
think
know,
it's going to be Kanye.
All I know is I'm happy for them. That's pretty much my level of excitement. Good for them, whatever. Did you see the woman on CBS News, Olivia LaRinaldi?
No.
She was on live TV yesterday on CBS News when the announcement came out, and she lost her mind on live TV. She was, oh my God, they're married. And then she said, quote, I feel like Paul Revere right now. That was her direct quote on national news when the news broke.
I don't understand why people care so much. Like, I don't get it. I heard a conversation with two women yesterday. I'm like, do you really care that much? It's like, this is all I care about today. I'm like, why? I stopped caring as soon as I saw it, the news. I'm like, oh, okay. Sweet. Whatever. I'm more interested in Donna Cleavage props.
Yes, me too.
That's what it is.
Dump them out, Donna. Dump them out.
Where's the bachelorette party going to be? That's out there. You can do stuff like that. It's not Vegas. There's no way it's Vegas. Anyways, lightning bets for this Wednesday. Where are you going, Sam?
I've given you already Miami plus the points. I've given you Colorado over 52.5. And Michael Felder has convinced me. Everybody.
Over.
Everybody is talking about the under in Texas, Ohio State. And understand the Sharps did bet good numbers. 50.5, 50, 49.5, 49. Now we're at 47.5. I'm ready to buy. I'm going to go over. I think he's totally right. The big plays will be there. Joe, you might have four NFL receivers in this game, and you probably have two NFL quarterbacks. Sure, they're young. Sure, they're inexperienced. But I think these offenses are better than people think. And Ohio State lost eight starters on that championship defense. I'm over in Columbus, 47.5.
Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits, only at BetMGM. All right. We did the Chiefs preview, and I'm there. Let's do minus 105. I look at it and say this is a bargain. That people are so hot on Chargers, Harbaugh year two. Look at what the Broncos did with Sean Payton. One of them's going to break through eventually. No, I think the Chiefs are going to win the division for the 10th straight year. Give me the Chiefs minus 105 to win that division. Talked about Clemson ACC. You can find a plus 120 out there. This is your bet, but I want to throw this out there. You've been saying for weeks how sharp guys are like Bills to the Chiefs, and that's plus 180. I love that. And if you want to add something else in, we've been hearing from listeners and viewers all day that are doing that. Keep sending those creative parlays on the upcoming season that you guys have put together. Bet_sweats. Very cool. Let's go to Paul and Jake. Do you guys have anything for today?
Okay, Paul died. Speaking of the creative parlays, can I interest anybody in, you know where this is going. Junior Caminero to hit a home run tonight against Slade Ciccone of the Guardians, who's given up 12 in his last nine starts. Caminero's been awesome for the Rays. Pair it with Jonathan Grenard elsewhere. Defensive player of the year, 300-1. Let's rock.
Let's go, baby.
Lizard.
Paul, we got a couple seconds. Anything? No, we don't.
Yeah, I got three college football futures, but my internet sucks right now, and we got 15 seconds, so I'll get
do
to
it tomorrow.
Conference futures.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow. Good stuff. Make sure to hang out on the show 9 a.m. Eastern. This has been Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.